Hello, welcome to Options Talk with OIC. I'm Joe Burgoyne, Director of Retail Marketing for the Options Industry Council, and I'll be your host for this podcast series. OIC was created to educate investors and their financial advisors about the benefits and risks of exchange-traded equity options. We offer a variety of resources to those interested in learning more about options, including live seminars, webcasts, and podcasts. Today, we are going to talk about straddles. Can you profit or lose no matter which way the underlying moves? A real hot-button topic for anyone trying to better understand option trading strategies. But before we get started, let me state that options involve risk and are not suitable for all investors. You should not enter into an options transaction until you have read and understood the risk disclosure document, characteristics and risks of standardized options. This brochure is available by visiting www.optionseducation.org or by calling 1-888-OPTIONS. To keep things simple, commissions, fees, margin interest, and taxes have not been included in any of the examples used in this podcast. These costs will impact the outcome of all stock and option transactions and must be considered prior to entering into any transactions. Consult your tax advisor about any potential tax consequences. None of the information presented in this podcast should be construed as a recommendation to buy or sell a security or to provide investment advice. Supporting documentation for any claims will be supplied upon request. So let's get this conversation started about straddles. Here with me today is Bill Ryan, Managing Director at NYSE Amex Options. Bill, glad to see you today.
Hey, Joe. Thanks. It's great to be here.
What's your background in the options industry, Bill?
Well, I've been in the options industry for about 20 years, and currently I work in the options marketing department at NYSE Amex Options. And a big part of what I do is options education. I speak to brokers, investors about options and different option strategies.
I'm sure that keeps you busy. So thanks for joining us. From OIC's Help Center desk, we have Darren Tate, a senior specialist of investor services at the Options Clearing Corporation. Darren, what do you do there?
Yeah, thanks, Joe. It's good to be here. I support the optionseducation.org website. I write and review content for the website. I also talk to investors and other financial industry professionals on the 888 Options Help Desk. I may have talked to some of you guys before. And I also, because I do actually work for the Options Clearing Corporation, I educate people on the clearing process as it's related to options.
Fantastic. Thanks for joining us, Darren. Well, guys, let's get going. Bill, we know that a straddle is a type of option strategy, but what exactly is a straddle?
All right, Joe, well, a straddle is either the purchase of both a long call and a long put on the same underlying instrument with the same strike price and the same expiration date, or the sale of both a call and a put on the same underlying instrument with the same strike price and the same expiration date. Now, the buyer expects the stock to move significantly, but isn't sure about the direction. And a seller hopes that the underlying price will remain the same at about the strike price.
Okay. So we've got a long straddle and a short straddle. Let's focus on the long straddle today. Darren, can you talk a little bit about, you know, when an investor may typically buy a long straddle?
Yeah, absolutely. There is a couple different situations when one might consider using a long straddle. When they're purchasing a straddle, typically we're looking for a large move, either up or down, in the underlying security. I always like to use the example of a biotechnology stock with a drug that is in late-stage FDA trials. If the results of the trials are positive, the result could be a blockbuster and the stock could really take off. If the results of the trials come out negatively, it could impact the stock by having it sell off and move significantly lower. So that might be a situation where an investor would consider buying the straddle, looking for a large move in either direction.
So we're generally looking for a pretty big move.
Well, looking for a big move in the stock, or we may be looking for the implied volatility of the options to expand. You know, as anybody that studies option pricing knows, if the implied volatility of the option moves up, prices of the calls and the puts will increase. So even if the stock doesn't move, if the implied volatility increases, you can benefit from a long straddle.
Interesting. Even without a move in the stock, the option prices can go up.
As long as the implied volatility expands, the option prices should expand.
Okay. Bill, can you talk a little bit about the benefits and the risks? you know, of a long straddle.
Let's take a look at the risk first. The risk that we have involved in the long straddle is the premium that you pay. Since you're buying a call and a put, it's pretty expensive. You're buying the call, you're buying the put, and you're paying two commissions. So all of your capital can be lost with the long straddle.
Right. It can. All of your capital can be lost, but that's only if the stock price is exactly at the strike price of the options at expiration. Typically, we don't find a situation where it is exactly at the strike price. So if the stock moves a little bit lower, the call option will likely expire worthless, and the put option will have some intrinsic value at expiration. And conversely, if the stock was to move a little bit higher, that's where we would have a situation where the put would expire worthless and the call would have some value. So the only way to lose 100% of your capital with a long straddle would be for the stock price to be exactly equal to the strike price at expiration.
Let's expand a little bit on the profit side. Bill?
Well, Joe, as Darren just said, if one side is in the money at expiration, you'll have value there. Now, it can be in the money a little bit, but the further the option moves from the strike price, the greater the profit potential. Now, that means the stock goes down, the puts are in the money. If the stock goes up, the calls will end up in the money.
Okay. Darren?
Right, exactly. And when what you want to do is you want to take the total of your two premiums, where we can start thinking about where the strategy would start to break even, take the total two premiums plus the commissions, add it to the call strike and add it to the put strike, and you can see where outside of those ranges, outside of those two total premium ranges is where the position would start to be most profitable.
And you know, just to go a little further, Joe, that break-even point is what you have to get above to make money, or below on the put side to make money. So it's important to know what your break-even point is when you do the straddle.
Okay, so if we pay $4 for the long straddle, we have to be at least $4 plus commissions away from the strike to be making money.
And the beautiful thing about the straddle is it's either above or below the strike.
And the stock doesn't necessarily have to move, but the implied volatility, if that goes up, the option prices will increase.
Option prices should increase as the implied volatility increases. Absolutely.
Okay.
Right, exactly. And the stock movement is equally as important as the implied volatility rising. And if you're looking for a real big move in the stock or the implied volatility to rise, that would be a situation where long straddle might benefit.
Super. Bill, Darren, anything else you want to add?
I think straddles are a great play when people are not sure exactly what's going to happen. As long as they expect a big move, you can profit if the stock goes up or the stock goes down.
Yeah, one thing I'd like to add is on that biotechnology example that I was referring to earlier. Ideally, you would have some foresight into when this announcement might come out, and 3 or 6 months prior to that, you might start thinking about implementing the strategy, because as that announcement date moves closer, the implied volatilities will start to rise, and it may be too late at that point to enter the long straddle.
Interesting. So it sounds like it's a strategy where it's dynamic. Those prices are moving, you know, pretty consistently in the marketplace.
Absolutely.
We've talked a lot about long straddles, and we haven't even delved into the topic of short straddles. Unfortunately, we are out of time today, but join us next week when we continue our conversation about straddles. Thanks again to Bill and Darren.
Thanks, Joe. Great to be here.
Yep. Thanks, Joe. Good to be here.
They will both be here next week. And if you have any options-related questions, check out our website at www.optionseducation.org or call our help desk at 1-888-OPTIONS. If you have any feedback on the show, email us at options@theocc.com. I hope you will join us for part two of this discussion on straddles. Thanks for listening. And remember, a little options education goes a long way.